From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. In a landmark ruling, the United Nations Arbitration Court is dismissing China's territorial claims in the South China Sea, saying it has no historic title to the vast maritime region. Tuesday's ruling by the Hague-based Permanent Court of Arbitration answers a complaint the Philippines brought 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN's Convention on the Law of the Sea with its aggressive actions on a reef located off the Philippine coast. Philippine Secretary of Foreign Affairs Perfecto Yase said on Tuesday, Philippines welcomes the decision by the International Tribunal in The Hague.
Our experts are studying the award with the care and thoroughness that this significant arbitral outcome deserves. In the meantime, we call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
China says it will not accept, recognize, or implement any ruling on the South China Sea. A suicide bomber blew up his car near a crowded outdoor market northeast of Baghdad Tuesday, killing 11 people and injuring dozens more in the predominantly Shiite district. No group has claimed responsibility for Monday's attack, but it's very similar to recent attacks carried out by the Islamic State and neighboring towns. ISIS attacks have occurred more frequently as of late, which prompted the U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter earlier this week to commit 560 more U.S. troops to Iraq to help fight the terrorists.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year. At every step in this campaign, we've generated and seized additional opportunities to hasten ISIL's lasting defeat.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter is in Afghanistan Tuesday, where he met with the President Ashraf Ghani and will speak with the commander of the U.S. International Forces in Afghanistan. He also plans to meet with U.S. troops and thank them for helping in stabilizing Afghanistan and preventing the country from falling into the hands of the terrorists. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama travels to Dallas, Texas Tuesday to meet with the relatives of the five police officers killed in a sniper attack. Mr. Obama is to speak during an interfaith memorial service. His visit comes as the U.S. tries to work through racial tensions sparked by the killing of two black men by police officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. Those incidents sparked days of protests. South Sudan's rival leaders, President Salva Kiir and Vice President Riek Machar, are once again calling for a ceasefire aimed at ending several days of attacks believed to have killed hundreds and threatened to leave the impoverished East African nation back into civil war. Troops have been ordered to return to their barracks. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging the Security Council to take swift action.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS. We desperately need attack helicopters and other material to fulfill our mandate to protect civilians.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton holding a campaign rally Tuesday with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, her biggest rival in the race to be the party's nominee in the November election. There is widespread speculation that Sanders will endorse Clinton during the event. Clinton will not become the official Democratic nominee till later this month at the party's convention. The Republican Party's presumptive nominee, Donald Trump, will be the first to gain his party's formal nomination when the Republicans hold their convention next week. A U.S.-based North Korean watchdog says recent satellite images indicate high levels of activity at the communist regime's nuclear site. Report released Tuesday by 38 North on its website says images what appears to be equipment stacked on the ground at the Punggye-ri is twice by North Korea conducting nuclear tests at their location. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.